This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
Well, now, we again, we would like to express our greetings to each of you, and we express as well our gratitude for you once again offering us this opportunity to enter into your vibrational level and to interact and to share with each of you. And before we begin, we would once again remind you that there continues to exist this opportunity for you to be involved in what we like to refer to as a silent communication, or that telepathic interaction in the exchange of information with other entities that will be with us on this afternoon, or indeed that portion that you like to refer to as your higher self, or that spark of consciousness that you are. And once again, as well, many times the information that you receive in that altered state of consciousness and that telepathic interaction is much more pertinent to your individual needs than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. And so we would encourage you to utilize this opportunity to close your eyes and to enter into what you might refer to as a meditative state or an altered state of consciousness, with the intent of participating in that telepathic interaction and that exchange of information. And once again, you will find, as a result of the energy that you have created within this space as a group of individuals, that it is quite easy for you to alter your consciousness and to enter into that state that allows you to participate in that telepathic interaction, or that silent communication, as we like to refer to it. But as always, of course, the opportunity and the choice to do so is yours, absolutely. Now, we continuously suggest to you that this reality that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state is your creation, a validation of your beliefs and belief system, and that you, as a human consciousness, have entered into what we refer to as the new age and the new energy, in which, quite simply, states that there is the opportunity for you to consciously influence your reality in a manner that has been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Difficult, once again, but not impossible. And so in this new age and new energy, your conscious thoughts, choices and decisions are influencing your reality, creating a transformation, if you wish, of the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Particularly creating a transformation in the creation process with regards to your choices and decisions, your thoughts and feelings, what it is that you desire and expect, and the validation of your imagination in your awakened consciousness state. Now, you believe, once again, as we have suggested many times, in this concept of time and space. You agree that you entered into this vibrational level to put in place one of the human consciousness belief systems, which is allows you to have this impression that your past is something that has occurred and has been created and fulfilled, and is very difficult, if not impossible, for you to change the outcome of the events from your so-called past. And yet your future remains wide open for you to participate in and to create and to manipulate, if you wish, this reality that you're experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. And yet we have suggested many times that that's an illusion. You not only have the opportunity to influence and to manipulate, if you wish, your past, but you do so on a continual basis, as readily as you manipulate and create your so-called future. Time and space are illusionary. They only exist in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, in terms of our ability to give you some types of examples that you can comprehend in your awakened consciousness state, we rely on utilizing descriptions based upon your belief in time and space. For example, a reference to your so-called new age, new energy, and the passage of time that has occurred for you to enter into this particular alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, it's an illusionary perception and concept. It only exists in your awakened consciousness state, at the other levels of consciousness, particularly in the levels from which you are predominantly creating this reality. Time and space don't exist. That concept is not there. However, once again, it becomes difficult to give you examples of this reality creation process that you're involved in without utilizing your beliefs in time and space. And so we give examples that we're about to utilize as to how you create this reality. It's based upon, once again, your belief in time and space, and yet your reality, in the true sense, is not created based upon a belief in time and space. You see, in your awakened consciousness state, you believe that there are many of these events that have occurred in your so-called past that have not only influence, but have an impact upon the reality that you experience today, and consequently also influence the beliefs and belief systems and thoughts and feelings that you hold at this particular point of time in your awakened consciousness state. You believe that these beliefs, these thoughts and feelings are as a result many times of experiences in your so-called past. And yet, we continuously suggest to you that the reality that you experience is a validation of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. So it's very difficult in your awakened consciousness state to grasp that conscious creation process that is based upon this belief that this concept of your past influencing your thoughts and feelings, influencing your choices and decisions, your beliefs and your belief system, when we're suggesting that the beliefs and the belief systems precede the reality. The two don't really mix. And yet you see, from the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is no time or space. Time or space is illusionary. And so in your awakened consciousness state, when you hold beliefs and belief systems that you perceive to be created or to be influenced by your past, it's an awake consciousness state of mind that validates your belief in time and space. It makes this reality real. It makes it seem like when you're in your awakened consciousness state that there is this progression that you're involved in over which you have little control. You're involved in, once again, an evolutionary process where you believe that you are going to enter into a particular incarnational period. You're going to go through this evolutionary transformation into what you refer to as your old age, and you're going to pass on, you're going to die, you're going to terminate this incarnational period. And beginning from the time you are born into an incarnational period, you believe that the reality that you're experiencing in many of the feelings that you hold and many of the beliefs that you hold are as the result of experiences in your so-called past based upon this incarnational period in particular. And yet we're suggesting once again that the belief precedes the reality, because in your altered state of consciousness, time and space do not exist. It becomes very difficult to give an explanation based upon the concept of time and space when they are an illusion. Once again, it's an illusion that we're not suggesting doesn't have value. We're not suggesting that it's not important. We're not suggesting that it doesn't have significance, but rather that it's an illusion that you put in play to have the opportunity to create realities that you appear to not have control over in order for you to have the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that's possible for you to experience when you believe you're not in control. That's the simplicity of it. It seems like so simple that it's difficult to grasp. Why would you go to all of this trouble? Why would you create all of these illusions? And yet, it's the simplest form of an explanation that we can express to you. You exist in this reality for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible to experience when you believe that the reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state is beyond your control. That's why you exist. And as we have suggested in the past, we would challenge each of you to take any particular activity that you're involved in and break it down to the basics of why you're involved in that activity, what it is that you really attempt to achieve. And you will undoubtedly come to the base of, because it's a want to experience certain feelings and emotions. Those that seek to achieve all types of wealth in your so-called awakened consciousness stage in your society do it because of the feelings that they associate with the accumulation of those possessions and of that wealth. If the feelings were not what they would in their awakened consciousness state refer to as desirable experiences, if that was not their ultimate goal to experience certain feelings and emotions, then they would not be involved. They would choose another path to create those particular emotions and feelings. It's the driving force behind what it is that you do in your awakened consciousness state, in your day-to-day activities and interactions with other entities. You exist in this vibrational level because you choose to have that opportunity to create a reality under the illusion that you're not in control, for the opportunity to experience the intense range of emotions and feelings that are only possible under those particular circumstances. That's the bottom line. Now, in order to accomplish that reality, once again you put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are and the process that you utilize to create this reality. And as a result, it becomes very difficult with your belief in time and space to grasp the concept that the belief precedes the reality, when many of the beliefs that you hold, you in your awakened consciousness state believe are as a result of past experiences. An illusion. The belief precedes the reality. At some level of your consciousness, you create the reality without the limitation of time and space. And when you come back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, you experience this, once again, passage of time in the creation of these particular realities. And as a result, you have a tendency to hold in your awakened consciousness state this belief that the past is influencing the reality that you experience in your so-called present and future. As we have suggested, you change your past as readily as you change your future. It's an illusion. Difficult concept to grasp. Even more difficult to give an explanation to. You're arriving once again your belief in time and space and the utilization of your vocabulary. Very difficult to explain. And yet, belief precedes reality. Now, in this new age that we refer to, you as a human consciousness have put in place an alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. And that belief is a human consciousness belief that exists throughout your entire vibrational level. Each entity involved in the creation process is influencing the reality from your awakened consciousness state. Now, once again, there's this concept that you experience the reality and as a result you form a belief. It's not that way. First of all, you hold the belief. It's responsible for the reality that validates the belief that you hold. Now, in your so-called past, in your history, you put in place these beliefs in altered states of consciousness, and you experience them in your awake consciousness state, and it was difficult for you to consciously alter or influence that reality, particularly in your so-called past that we refer to as in your post-Egyptian period, in your beginning of your concept and your belief in the passage of time and of recording that passage of time in what you refer to as your history. You believed that many of the experiences that you had were absolutely beyond your control and as a result made very little effort to alter the reality that you experienced. It was based upon a concept that fate would control your entire existence in a particular incarnational period, and as a result you put in place the beliefs and belief systems in your altered states of consciousness. Many times, even before you entered into an incarnational state, the potential to experience various activities and experiences throughout that incarnational period were already in play. And you experienced it, you lived it, if you wish, in your awakened consciousness state, and you had that opportunity to be involved in these creation processes and experience as a result the intense range of emotions and feelings. As you have entered into this new age and new energy, you enter into a particular creation process in which you have agreed as a human consciousness to allow for your conscious influence upon the reality that you experience in a manner, once again, that's been difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Difficult, not impossible. And so, in this new age and new energy, your human consciousness thoughts and your awake consciousness state are influencing your reality, once again, in a manner that's been difficult to achieve in your so-called past. And so, we have suggested that you create your reality as a result of beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And many times, discovering what those beliefs are can be quite challenging in your awakened consciousness state. we suggested that you can enter into an altered state of consciousness and have a better opportunity to understand certain beliefs or belief systems that you hold. We've also suggested that you pay attention to the spontaneous attitudes that you develop when you're involved in a circumstance, and this feeling and emotion, this attitude pops up in you, and where did that come from? Attitudes and beliefs go hand in hand, and it can be a key to understanding what a belief or belief system is that you're holding is responsible for the reality that you're experiencing. Now, in this new age and new energy, your conscious thoughts are influencing that reality once again in a manner that was very difficult in your so-called past for you to achieve. So, utilizing, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings, paying attention to your choices and decisions, which are many times based upon your thoughts and feelings, paying attention to what it is that you desire, to your expectations, not only can, but does influence your reality in a manner, once again, that was very difficult for you to achieve in your past. In this new age and new energy, what you think and feel, your choices and your decisions and your beliefs, what it is that you desire, and particularly your expectations, influence your reality directly in a manner that once again was difficult for you to achieve in your past. Pay attention to what it is that you expect to experience in your reality. Pay attention to the thoughts and feelings that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Pay attention to the choices and decisions that you make. For each of them is influencing your reality directly from a conscious state in a manner that was relatively difficult for you to achieve in the past before you entered into this new age and new energy. We suggested that the transformation from what you like to refer to as the old age, the old energy, into this new age and new energy occurred over a period of approximately 25 of your years. Simply allowing a period for that transformation to take place because you believe in this passage of time and space, and you believe that it takes time to evolve. You believe in your awakened consciousness state that if it takes time, it has more reality, it has more validation to its authenticity. You believe in this passage of time and space makes something more worthwhile, more valuable. And so you put in place a 25-year period for this transition into the new age to occur. And we say approximately 25 years. For some it was occurring previously. For others, you are entering into the maximum ability to influence your reality from a conscious state. The 25-year period that we refer to was completed in your physical year of registering time is in 2012, and you are past that particular point. And so, you, each of you, whether you choose to believe it or not, you see, that's the irony. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not in your awakened consciousness state. Each of you is influencing your reality from the awakened consciousness state, based upon your choices and decisions, based upon your thoughts and feelings, based upon your desires and your imagination, and based upon your expectation for what it is that you wish to bring into this particular incarnational period in your awakened consciousness, start your day-to-day activities. Now we say, based upon what you wish to experience. You see, from our level, it becomes difficult to look upon a particular entity's reality and to say, well, that's not something that they are really wishing for. That's not something that they truly desire. Because in your awakened consciousness state, you look at certain realities that you experience and you would question that that's something that you wish to experience. Some of the experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness that you look upon as being negative experiences, less than desirable experiences. And yet at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, you rejoice in that creation process as a validation of beliefs and belief systems. So when we look at what it is that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, it's difficult for us to use any other terminology than to say that it's what you wish to experience. It's a validation of what it is that you desire and of the expectations of the reality that you experience. Again, that becomes difficult to grasp, particularly in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, we would refer to the understanding that many of the beliefs that you hold are beliefs that are put in place in your so-called between-incarnational status. And that are very difficult for you to alter in your awakened consciousness state, even in what you refer to as the New Age and New Energy. Human consciousness belief systems exist and are very difficult for you to alter. Beliefs that you put in play in your altered state of consciousness that are stored within your DNA are very difficult for you to alter. Things that refer to the particular physical attributes that you hold in your awakened consciousness state, physical attributes that you choose to experience in this particular incarnational period, those are difficult for you to alter or to change. They are genetic-based realities that you experience in your physical being in this particular incarnational period. You also have built into that DNA many other beliefs and belief systems that you bring into your experience in your awakened consciousness state. Very difficult for you to alter. Your human consciousness belief in the passage of time and this is the evolutionary process where you are born and you go through certain stages of progression and of development and you enter into what you refer to as your old age stats and you eventually terminate existing within this vibrational level. Those are very difficult beliefs and belief systems for you to alter. You can many times have a mild effect on the alteration of those realities. But overall, the basic DNA and makeup and that you choose to bring into a particular incarnational period are difficult for you to alter. The genetic makeup is even more difficult for you to alter than the makeup of your DNA. And once again, contained within your DNA are not only the physical attributes that are difficult for you to change, but also potential experiences for you to have in a particular incarnational period. Not good, not bad. That's a judgment from your so-called awakened consciousness state, but simply experiences. And so, as a result of the thoughts and feelings, as a result of the choices and decisions, as a result of the expectations, you not only have the opportunity to, but do alter the energy that surrounds the DNA. And as a result of the alteration of that energy that surrounds the DNA, you influence the reality that you experience in terms of certain particular possibility experiences that come into this particular incarnational period, and you change them from a possibility to a probability, or conversely from a probability to a possibility. Not right or wrong, not good or bad, simply opportunities to experience realities in your awakened consciousness state. And so when we look at a particular entity involved in whatever type of experience that you create in your vibrational level, we have difficulty in determining whether that's positive or negative, good or bad. It's a validation of what it is that you choose to believe. How can it be termed as being a negative reality? That's an awake human consciousness concept. It does not exist at the level from which you create your reality. It becomes difficult for you to grasp the explanation that there is no right or wrong other than what you perceive in your awakened consciousness state. And yet, by grasping the understanding of that particular concept, you also begin to understand, get it within your physical awake consciousness state to influence those realities. If you can grasp the concept that it's not right or wrong from the level of which you create the reality, that they rejoice in that reality creation process, and they will create whatever it is that you desire, whatever it is that you expect, based upon your beliefs and belief systems, based upon your thoughts and feelings and your choices and decisions and your imagination. If you can grasp that concept, that they don't judge from that level of consciousness from which you create your reality, whether it's right or wrong, then you can begin to grasp the concept that you can influence it from your awakened consciousness state. And that the spark of consciousness that you are does not judge whether or not you should or should not experience a certain reality in your awakened consciousness state, but rejoices in the validation of your beliefs and belief system. And so one of the keys to this conscious creation process is to accept that you're in control, and that at the level of consciousness from which you create the reality, there is not this judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. There is not this judgment as to whether you are a failure or a success. That's a human consciousness concept. The level from which you create your reality has no such judgment, but rejoices in the creation process and of validating your beliefs and belief systems, whether they are ones that you put in place in your between incarnational state, or whether they are ones that you have the capacity and the opportunity to influence from your awakened consciousness state within a particular incarnational period, whether they are the ones that you can influence the beliefs and belief systems that are contained within your DNA by holding certain thoughts and feelings, by making proper choices and decisions that will influence that particular aspect of the energy that surrounds the DNA to exist in such a state that it creates the reality that you desire to experience in your awakened consciousness state. When you begin to grasp that concept that your spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the creation process, gives to you that which you desire, without judging whether it's right or wrong,
and you begin to grasp the concept as well, that you can create and influence the reality from your awakened consciousness state. That opportunity exists for each of you. When you begin to grasp the concept that all of this reality is an illusion, and that regardless of whether you consider it to be positive or negative, the stock of consciousness that you are that is creating this reality is a stock of consciousness that is equal to each and every other consciousness that exists throughout all of creation. You are all that is. You are not someone who is subjected to some type of the existence where you are being influenced and where you are being subjected to realities that are beyond your control. They are the dashing of your beliefs and belief systems. Your beliefs and belief systems. Others that you have agreed to participate in and to facilitate and to perpetuate, such as the human consciousness belief systems and to a certain extent the societal belief systems. Your choice. When you grasp the concept that it's your choice, then you have the opportunity to influence that reality from your awakened consciousness state in a capacity that's been very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You are all it is. You are not some pawn placed in a particular type of an experience. You are not some entity that must be subjected to certain realities and experiences for the opportunity to experience some type of growth. If you wish to believe in that, you can have it. You see, it's not right or wrong. We're not suggesting that one is superior to the other, but simply that if you wish to have the capacity to consciously influence your reality to some extent that's greater than what you experience in your so-called past, then you must, first of all, accept that the reality that you experience is your creation, a validation of your beliefs and belief systems, of your expectations. Many times, once again, put in place in your so-called altered state of consciousness, and perhaps beyond your capacity to influence or to alter in this particular awakened consciousness state, but nonetheless, your creation. You agreed to participate in and the stock of consciousness that you are. The real you, if you wish, rejoices in that creation process. It becomes once again very difficult for us to suggest that one particular way of creation is superior to the other. That someone who is experiencing what you believe in your awakened consciousness state to be a positive experience is somehow superior to someone who is achieving what you in your awakened consciousness state would refer to as a negative experience. Each requires exactly the same amount of energy. Each requires that you hold within your particular individual box of consciousness beliefs that are validated in the realities that you experience. Each requires this expectation. Each requires the utilization of choices and decisions and thoughts and feelings, beliefs and belief systems. Each utilize exactly the same creation process. And the entities that are creating those two seemingly opposite realities are rejoicing in the creation process, in the validation of the beliefs that the individuals hold. And for us, existing outside of your vibrational levels, it becomes very difficult to look upon and say, well, that one is more successful than that. That person somehow has achieved a greater sense of creation ability than this. It really does not exist in that manner. You are all each of you, all that is, you are connected, you are one, and yet you are an individual. The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. You have the capacity in this new age and new energy to influence many of those beliefs and belief systems and consequently influence the reality that you experience. Whether you in your awakened consciousness state choose to believe that that's a positive or negative reality, understand that from the level of which you create the reality, there is no such judgment. You create your reality through your thoughts and feelings, through your choices and decisions, through your imagination and your expectation, what it is that you desire. Only in your awakened consciousness state do you judge whether it's a positive or negative reality experience. And from our perspective, each one is as valid and as desirable as the other. It becomes very difficult, once again, to give some type of an explanation based upon the utilization of a vocabulary contained within the limitations of the beliefs and belief systems that you're not in control. Based upon the limitations of the belief and belief systems in time and space. As we have suggested many, many times, the answers that you seek are within each of you. Many times, attempting in your awakened consciousness state to connect to that fog of consciousness that you are, or to get a grasp of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold, are very difficult to accomplish. And yet in your altered state of consciousness, in what you refer to as a meditative state, in which you maintain your awareness of the experience that you're involved in, while you actually alter your consciousness into a different state, gives you the opportunity to grasp an understanding of this concept of who and what you truly are, gives you the opportunity to experience realities that are based upon a creation process that is outside of your limitations of time and space. Each of you has that opportunity. Each of you can find the answers that you search for with inside. And many times, once again, you get a better grasp on the beliefs and belief systems that you hold. And you can influence your reality from an altered state of consciousness by utilizing your imagination much more effectively than you can in your awakened consciousness state, where you are under the full influence, if you wish, of that electromagnetic energy that we refer to as a veil. As you alter your consciousness, the veil does not disappear, but its limitations that it imposes upon your understanding and upon your conscious thought process and upon your understanding of your beliefs is lessened, if you wish, as you alter your states of consciousness. And in your dream state, in your deep dream state, and in your between incarnational state, which is simply one step beyond your deep dream state, you actually exist with very limited and very little influence upon your reality creation process by the veil. Consequently, when you come into your awakened consciousness state, many of the activities that you're involved in that altered state of consciousness, become very limited for you to access or to have an understanding of or to grasp the full context of the creation process. Not that it's impossible, very difficult. And so, in those altered states of consciousness, into what we refer to as a meditative state, you had that opportunity to to experience realities that are beyond the limitations of your belief in time and space. You have the opportunity to grasp the understanding of your reality creation process. And if you utilize your imagination and your thought process in those altered states of consciousness, you can be much more effective in this conscious creation concept and experience than you are in your fully awakened consciousness state, in which you once again are under the full influence of this veil, this electromagnetic energy that you put in place, that you put in place. It's not imposed, it's a choice. That becomes a very difficult concept to grasp, that every experience that you have in your so-called awakened consciousness state is your choice, is your belief system being validated, is your creation, all of it, not just your individual experiences and interactions with other entities, but the entire universe that you experience is your creation. It's an illusion. It requires a tremendous amount of energy to sustain and perpetuate the illusion. And consequently, your awakened consciousness state has its limitations in being able to perpetuate without entering into the altered states of consciousness, into your dream state, and particularly entering into what we refer to as the between incarnational state, where you put in place many times, once again, the beliefs and belief systems that you choose to perpetuate and to bring into your next incarnational period. Or, should you choose, you can leave this this vibrational level. Your choice. You exist in this reality, in this vibrational level, because you choose to exist here. You don't need to pass any tests. You don't have to hold any types of beliefs. It's a guarantee that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. We have given you those three concepts from the very first instant that we interacted with the attributes. It's the basis of understanding. Everything else is negotiable. Everything is an illusion. The reality you experience is a validation of the beliefs you hold. You cannot change who and what you truly are. You cannot change that you are the creator of the reality that you experience. And you cannot change that you cannot fail to come to the understanding of who and what you truly are. Everything else, not only can you change, but you do on a regular basis. Grasp the concept that the spark of consciousness that you are rejoices in the reality you experience and in the creation process without judgment as to whether it's right or wrong. And you can begin to grasp as well the concept that it's possible for you to consciously influence the reality that you experience. Because that spark of consciousness not only will, but does give to you that which you desire, without exception. Now, we would break for a moment or two, and if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you. And in the meantime, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level. And should you choose to interact with us, you have but to express the intention. We would welcome that opportunity. And so we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.